Episode number 493. What makes a great networker?
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, which features Dr. Ivan Meisner and many networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hello, Priscilla. I am at home in Austin, Texas this week. I usually try not to travel during International Networking Week. This is, everybody hopefully knows, International Networking Week. And I try not to travel because I do a lot of live Skype presentations during the week. If you didn't know that this is International Networking Week, please go to internationalnetworkingweek.com and find out about it. International Networking Week was created by BNI. I, along with a number of directors 10 years ago, started International Networking Week, and it's now done globally. And so I thought it would be really good today, since it's International Networking Week, to talk about five ways to be a better networker. Many people, including me, offer advice on what it takes to be better at networking. But one thing that's often left out of the equation is that networking involves interacting with others. So it's really worth asking what the average person believes it takes to become great at networking. If we want to make that kind of impression, or the kind of impression that works to build a powerful personal network, we have to be cognizant of what other people's expectations are and then adjust our behavior accordingly. So I recently gathered nearly 3,400 survey responses from business people all around the world. And I listed roughly 20 different characteristics and asked respondents to pick the behaviors that they'd most like to see in a great networker. So for this sample in my podcast today, I'm going to identify the top five characteristics, and I'll give them to you in order that the survey answers, the survey respondents gave me. So the number one way that people felt or number one characteristic that people felt was important in being a great networker, out of the survey of 3,400 people all over the world, by the way, it wasn't just BNI members, it was open to the public, the number one way was being a good listener. The number one characteristic, being a good listener. I think our success in networking really depends on how well we can listen to others. The faster you and your networking partner learn what you need to know about each other, the faster you'll establish a valuable relationship. You've heard me say many times on this podcast, a good networker has two ears and one mouth, and should use them both proportionally. So when you're engaged in conversation, listen to the other person's needs and concerns so you can find opportunities to help him or her. In many ways, networking really is about connecting the dots, and listening will enable anyone to help make those kinds of connections. So the number one characteristic listed by the 3,400 people in the survey was listening. Number two, develop a positive attitude. Your attitude, or how you take things in general, is the first thing that people see from you. A consistently negative attitude makes people dislike you, drives away referrals. By contrast, a positive attitude makes people want to cooperate and associate with you. This is why positive business professionals are like magnets. Others want to be around them and will send their friends and family to go to them. It's one of the reasons why in our code of ethics we say it's about building positive positive relationships with other business professionals. And so positive attitude is really, really important. And we see it in this survey, this independent survey. One of the number two characteristic in networking with great networkers is positive attitude. Number three is collaborating to serve others, collaborating to help others or serve others. So people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I love that saying. Helping people puts that care into action so others can see it at work. One survey respondent in the survey said that people want to network with individuals who have a collaborative attitude. You can help others in a variety of ways, from emailing a relevant article to putting them in touch with someone who has the knowledge or access to assist them with a specific challenge. Several respondents in the survey commented that they didn't want to network with people who were in it for themselves. That was actually an expression used by several people. They didn't want to network with people who were just in it for themselves. A willingness to collaborate is essential to building trust and establishing strong relationships. Number four, be sincere and authentic. Be sincere and authentic. You can offer the help, the thanks, and the listening ear, but if you aren't sincerely interested in helping the other person, he or she is going to know it. People who've developed successful networking skills convey sincerity at every turn. One person in the survey said it's all about the authenticity that someone shows you. We've all seen people who they're seemingly good at network, but they lack sincerity, and faking it isn't sustainable in networking. Number five is follow-up. If you offer opportunities to someone who consistently fail to follow up, you'll soon stop wasting your time with this person. It doesn't matter if your call to action is a simple piece of information, a special contact, or a qualified business referral. One respondent in the survey said that when it comes to networking, the fortune lies in the follow-up. And he said many people just don't follow up anymore. And I could not agree more. I find it incredibly frustrating over the years when I have given a referral to someone and they didn't follow up. Priscilla, can you imagine someone saying, Priscilla, I got a great referral for you. Yeah. Somebody wants to go in studio. They want to do such a thing. And not following up that day?
Yeah.
Priscilla, can you imagine that?
No, I can't imagine it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that. It's outside, I don't know, I don't think it's just me. It's outside my realm of understanding that you would go to a referral organization like BNI every week and get a referral and not follow up. But it does happen, and it's very frustrating. And I think it's one of the things that membership committees need to really take a good look at. That when people aren't following up, sit down and have a conversation with them, guide them and coach them. Don't just threaten to kick them out, but coach them on the importance of follow-up. It was in the top five of the networking characteristics. So each of the characteristics that I've talked about here today ties into the notion of farming, not hunting. It's about building mutually beneficial business relationships. And only when you succeed in creating this powerful personal network does that work. You know, Priscilla, as a young man, I studied under Warren Bennis, and at the time, Warren was the world's foremost expert on leadership, and he taught me that understanding the characteristics of a great leader is important, but it's even more important to understand how to apply those characteristics. Know what you're good at and work to enhance those skills, he told me. Know what you're not good at and surround yourself with people who can help you improve those skills. Mm-hmm. And the same holds true with networking. Working to better your skills and learning how to use them effectively and surround yourself with people maybe that's not your strength. That's the way to network like a pro, as one of my books are called. That's the way to build your business through networking. So there's the top five characteristics. Over time, you're going to be hearing more and more about this data. For example, I found out some answers on the difference between the under 30 crowd and the over 30 crowd. And you might be surprised by some of the results, because I tracked age, I tracked gender. And so I'll be talking about some of the differences of these in future podcasts and future articles. If you're listening to this podcast, I'd love to hear what you think should be, let's say, in the top 10. So I gave you the top five. What are some of the other things that you think should be in the top 10 characteristics? That's all I've got for today, Priscilla, unless you have something you think should be in the top 10.
Well, I just want to put in a plug for your Networking Like a Pro book, because I found that to be so valuable. I love that book. So I really encourage anybody, especially educational coordinators, to use it as a guide for their presentations. I just found it to be wonderful. So.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You can find a link to the Networking Like a Pro book here on this podcast. So just go to the podcast, and I think it's about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th book down on the right-hand side. You can get a link to that book and find out more. Thanks for mentioning the book.
Yeah.
Again, I appreciate it, Priscilla.
Absolutely.
That's all I have today.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Meisner. I would just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thanks for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.